RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike DeTillia along with the legendary Herb Tyler. We're here at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road.
That's
here
right.
In Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit. Got some great food and drink specials here.
Yes, sir.
And got a late LSU game. Won't start until 8:15, so you got time to come here. Can watch some of the bowl games that are playing right now on all the screens that we have up. And if you're listening to LSU tonight, you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 WWL. And also, we want to thank our presenting sponsor, Map Construction.
That's right.
Map Built, Build Beyond. Herb, is a different team than what we ended the season with opt-outs and guys deciding that they're going to throw their name in the transfer portal and maybe opting out of the games. I think we'll have the full list of the names as we get closer to game day.
But about 8:10 we'll get it.
Oh yeah, most likely. And I get it. And Monday night we had on with us Willie Fritz.
Yep.
And so everybody was asking me during the week, man, you know, what do you think is going to happen in this game? I said, I know one thing. I know one team that's going to come
ready.
Prepared.
That's right. It's going to be Houston.
I just heard it in his voice. Willie was, Mike, we got a chance to win 10 games. 10 games.
Yes.
And he said, that's big for us here at Houston.
Yeah.
To get to that 10th win. I knew exactly who had the focus. With LSU, there's a lot of moving parts happening with coaches, assistant coaches, players, everything else.
Flip-flop,
that,
switches.
That's not
switch.
The case at Houston.
No.
It's not the case at Houston.
No.
A very talented team that took to the woodshed one time by Texas Tech.
Yep.
And we're not going to understand that, the way they play defense. But it'll be interesting what LSU rolls out in this coaching change. And people was like, oh, man, when Coach O left, all these people opted out going here and there. Well, guess what? You're watching it again. In front of your very eyes. The exact same thing.
Part two.
Anytime there's a coaching change, there are going to be a lot of changes personnel-wise. A
lot of moving parts. So Willie Fritz, let's get back to him just for a quick second. You remember he was a coach at Tulane.
Yes, he was.
And so that means he was second tier to LSU every year that he was coaching at Tulane. And now he has an opportunity to come in with a really great team. All of his teams are always coached well, and they're going to be prepared. And he's got the right guys at the right positions playing the right kind of football at the right time, all the time. And so with that being said, for me, I think this is something personal for Willie Fritz, saying that, hey, guys, this is LSU coming into town, and I played second fiddle to them too many years, too long. Let me see if I can make something happen. And right now is a perfect time because you got a dog coming in that's limping, and I mean limping bad. And so I get all the opt-outs with the guys that are not going to be playing, but it's exciting for me to see those younger guys that get an opportunity to play and see what they can do with live action, right, with the bullets flying around. For me, that's one of the most important things about the bowl games, which I never really understood. If a team, why would a team opt out of a bowl game? Not a person, but a team. That's different. So I'm really glad that LSU decided to play, which I figured they would. We don't opt out of anything. But the players that's not going to be playing today doesn't necessarily need to play tonight. I want to see those younger guys come in, flash some really greatness, make some mistakes, see how they handle making a mistake, and seeing what they can do moving forward. Because, look, right now, this is audition time for Lane Kiffin, right? For those guys.
And he's there or watching.
Oh, he's been watching every practice.
He's there or watching.
So I'll be surprised. What I want to see that we did not see against Oklahoma was the fact that what are we going to do different on offense? Like, anything different, what can we do? And let's not play to lose. Let's play to win the football game, and let's play to beat them, right? So I'm excited to see what that looks like. And on defense, we know what we're going to get. We're just going to have different players. And so hopefully these younger guys will come in and fly around the ball and be able to make some stuff happen. So, you know, you see a bunch of guys that are going to the NFL now too as well, that's opted not to play their senior year, if you will, and go to the NFL. So that's going to be interesting. Going to open the doors up for plenty of other guys that see either behind them or the transfer portal, which is going to be huge for LSU moving forward.
January 2nd,
that's it.
It opens. Yep. And I was telling this to Charlie Long. Charlie gives us content. Come on. Because in the past, it was a little bit of content.
Yep.
Now, you see what all this changed.
Yep.
And it's going to be a little bit like a dysfunctional family.
Yep.
People going from Ole Miss to LSU and LSU to Ole Miss.
That's right.
Because we've already seen it. Front office people.
Yep.
Assistant coaches.
Yep.
Okay, so you know it's going to happen with players also.
That's right.
One of the guys that Coach Fritz brought up tonight, and if you're looking for a tight end in the 2026 draft, it's I'm going to tell you, Tanner Kozol.
Okay.
And he's had a great story. He was a lightly recruited guy coming out of high school, 6 foot. He says he was 6'6 when he graduated. Now I think they measured him, and Coach Fritz told me he's a little over 6'7", tight end.
Yeah.
Plays 3 years at Bowling Green. Decides he's going to leave there, go to Wisconsin. Went to Wisconsin, stayed a short time there. Man, I don't like it here.
Yeah.
Coach Fritz kept recruiting him, even though he had picked Wisconsin over Houston.
Over Houston, mm-hmm.
So when he decided Wisconsin's not for me, he brought him in. And he leads the Cougars in receptions this year. And, it's hard to miss an overthrow on a 6'7" receiver.
But we've seen it happen before.
We have. But, man, they use him a lot.
Yeah.
Short, intermediate,
yeah.
Move the chains, in the red zone. Okay, who matches up with a 6'7" guy in the end zone?
Yeah, you don't have anybody.
to match up. And even
We might have one person.
Well, maybe DJ.
Maybe DJ. He's 6'5". The problem is he's only like a buck 36. You know what I'm saying? Soaking wet.
One thing with Pickett, he don't have a lot of meat on the bone.
No, but he got the height and he's got the ability.
Kozell, he's about 255 pounds.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So he's a solid inline blocker. That's not what, man, I would love to have him on an NFL team because of his size.
Yeah.
And his athletic. He was a former All-State baseball player.
Mm-hmm.
He was an All-District basketball player.
He played all.
He ran track.
Yeah.
Man, my thing is, with that resume, I know he's a good athlete.
Yeah.
I can develop the other part of his game. So tonight, when you're watching Houston with the football, watch in these third down situations, Kozol.
Yep.
He's a guy that I think will be a top 100 pick.
Yep.
He'll be a second day pick in the 2026 draft. But does go to show you, it's not all homegrown. And we had this conversation Monday night with him that, man, in the city of Houston, look at all the people there.
There's a ton of people.
And even the surrounding areas.
That's right.
And he was, this is what I'm looking at in recruiting, 18 to 20 high school guys and about 10 to 11 guys out of the portal.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, I still want to concentrate quite a bit in the high school ranks because they got so much talent all around him.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that part. And I think eventually that sort of number figure will be what you're looking at when you take a look at what down the line Lane Kiffin's going to be doing.
Yep, I agree with that. I think that you have to start off with the high school guys because somebody's going to sign them to a scholarship. So if you can get somebody that can come in and they're okay with sitting for a year or two, and then they're in your system, you can develop them and get them to a place where they need to be. In that Houston area, really anywhere in Texas, you got a ton of talent that's going to – they can't go everywhere, right? And so a lot of those guys, those three-star guys and those two-star guys would go to a Houston and play and become a 3-4, a three-star or four-star guy after they've been developed. And so with that being said, and you got Coach Willie Fritz coaching you. I mean, you're going to be good because he's going to develop you. Now, on the other side of that with Lane Kiffin, I think Lane Kiffin is going to – I don't know if this year is going to be the year where he takes a lot of high school kids. I think he's going to try to get a lot of Louisiana high school kids. Now, I don't know what that number is going to be, but I do know for a fact that he's going to do everything he can to go in the portal and rebuild his team for next year.
Former Louisiana high school kids.
Correct, to bring them back from wherever they went to, Alabama, Texas, wherever they are, and try to get them to come back and lure them back. And I think in that, that's where he's going to build the 2026 team. And then, maybe have a couple of guys for 2027. And then that's, inside of that, he'll have those high school kids that he'll continue to bring in next year in 26 as well as 27. And we'll see how they develop them.
We've seen that quarterback in the past, Connor Wegman, who was at Texas A&M, one of the most highly recruited quarterbacks in the nation when he came out of high school.
Yep.
But he played the pivotal moment here with LSU because they got A&M on the ropes and only needs the knockout punch. And all of a sudden, he gets pulled. And here comes Reed. End of story. Yep. Changed Texas A&M.
Yep.
Season around has changed the A&M program. Yep. But it also kind of signaled the beginning of the end for Brian Kelly.
That's absolutely right. Because when Reed came in, we went to, for whatever reason, we could not stop a quarterback that could run the football. And that really opened everybody's eyes up when Reed came in. And so every year after that, those two following years, he was just Coach Kelly couldn't buy a stop from a quarterback running the football. And I don't know what that situation is. That's what I was going to say about – so Houston's tight end, they utilize him really greatly. The problem you got is I think LSU can defend that with scheme and with multiple players. If you can run the football at the quarterback position, that's when you get yourself a really great chance to beat LSU. And because I'm going to tell you, the defenses, they normally fly around the football. We don't know who's going to be on defense today. We have a good idea, but we don't know everybody's capacity and what their skill set level is. But we do know one thing. They're going to come with a motor because they got a coach in Blake Baker that don't play no games when it comes to motor.
He's got to go after Wegman because he did that against A&M.
That's right.
Now, their running back, Dean Connors, we were laughing about it because Coach Fritz was the first one to come up with the idea of Tulane Tuesday for us on WWL.
Really?
So he talked to me about it. I was like, well, I don't sign the checks. But I think we'll see if this can work here.
Yeah.
And it worked out great with Coach Fritz and everything. And one of the segments, Tulane played Rice. He had a running back named Dean Connors.
Yep.
He's from Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know where he's at now? He's the leading running back for the Cougars.
For the Cougars. Hey, smart guy. He saw what this guy can do. He said, you know what? I need him on my team.
Well, his comment that day to me about, man, he's a load, Dean. Man, he runs hard, tough guy. He can block. He catch the ball coming out of the backfield. And then I saw it didn't take him long. He got him out of the transfer portal. Bang. Okay, you had Houston over here. This is where you're going to be. But he did say that we relied the first 2 years a lot on the transfer portal. But he said we're going to make that little bit of a shift where it's not going to be 50-50, but it's going to be more like 60% high school, 40% transfer.
Yeah, if you can do that as a coach and you can keep those high school kids, the remainder of their careers there, it would be really great. Now, you also have to take into account that you're going to have some guys that's going to hit the transfer portal and leave you. And so,
no matter what.
What do you do? Yeah, that's going to happen every year. And so it just depends, you know. And so it's so hard and difficult to hit on high school kids coming out because, you know, you just never know what you're going to get.
And every one of them think they can play.
Every last one.
Everyone.
They're supposed to be playing. In their mind, I should be playing day one when I step
on
the
field. Man, that guy ain't better than me.
That's right.
You know, it's
that's
one
right.
of them type deals.
Yeah, yeah. He's not better than me. I'm better than everybody else, and I guarantee I can go play anywhere else. And then, you know, and then you see the TJ Finley
thing,
right?
And you get conned. You get conned a little bit into it.
Yeah.
But that's part of the recruiting process, re-recruiting your own players.
But what I do like about what Willie's talking about, though, he has a plan. It's not just this fly-by-night thing that, you know, that some coaches have done in the past or we'll be doing moving forward. He has a plan, and his plan is set around that Houston area in the outskirts of Houston
and
touching Dallas.
To go too far.
No, and then you're going to touch, you know, you go touch Austin and these couple of other little places, and he's going to be fine. So I really do appreciate that from Coach Fritz.
And, man, you got so much respect for LSU talking about, man. Yeah. Okay, if their first-team guy isn't playing, they got a 4- or 5-star recruit. That's the backup to that guy.
Right.
So he's like, hey, we better get ready. And he said, I'm telling them, despite the fact that they won't have that full team, you're still playing against elite athletes.
That's right, period. Because those backups, those second-team and third-team guys are hungry, too. And we've seen what some of them can do when they put them in the game, especially on the defensive front for LSU. You've seen some guys rotating in and out that's done a really, really great job for LSU this past year.
We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dottiglia along with Herb Tyler at Acme Oyster House here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. We'll be on until 6:15 tonight. We'll have more Tiger Tailgate right up.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
After this break, we're back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dottiglia along with Herb Tyler here at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. come on by and visit us. Also want to tell everybody, you know, we're getting close to New Year's. So if you have plans for New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, you don't want to cook, get in touch with them here at Acme. They can do all the cooking for you.
Yes, they can.
And if you have any events, if it's a birthday or anniversary or something like that, man, yeah, Acme will take care of that for you. Just give them a ring. Herb, it's interesting how teams react now with so much movement. This is why the clock has got to be reset in college football.
Yeah,
with different coaches, different, you know, ability to move around. We see yesterday, okay, Coach Whittingham, this is supposed to be his last game at Utah. Okay, he got to tell the team over there, hey, I'm the new coach at Michigan.
At Michigan, that's right.
I'm sorry, I won't be coaching y'all tomorrow. Somebody else will. And it puts everybody in sort of an awkward situation. But you know what? You're getting paid now. Everybody got representation. That's a John Sumrall line. He gave me that one.
Yeah.
But everybody got representation.
That's right.
And so you almost got to take this as, you know what? You know, it's a job. I got to do what I got to do. And if I got any more eligibility, I want to showcase my skills. But bottom line is, I want to win.
Yeah.
If it's on the field, on the scoreboard, I want to win. And I think you see some pride sometimes gets kind of lost here. Man, we see Army today. They smoke UConn.
Yeah.
41-16. Man, it meant something to Army.
That's right.
It meant something to them. UConn, okay, Jim Moore, he's at Colorado State now and all this stuff. How these teams react to all this, because you're still dealing with young men 18 to 22 years old,
yep,
I think is the big gamble. Especially if you're a gambler, you best be careful. This isn't Ole Miss versus Georgia.
No.
This isn't Alabama, Indiana. Those guys know what is on the line. But in these other bowl games, it's about pride. Taking pride in your work.
That's what it's all about. That's any game, though, in my mind. Whatever game you're playing, whether it's the first game or the bowl game or the last game of the season, you have to play with pride. You have to take all of the distraction, all the white noise out of it, and you have to just concentrate on being a good teammate and being the best player that you can be, whatever the situation may be. And so when I look at what's happening and what's going on now, this year specifically, it's a coaching carousel that is absolutely nuts, that's putting some of the players in a bad situation. However, also you have, you know, there's nothing that you can do about it because this is the rules. And this, you can only play within the rules and how it's structured. And so, I do have to commend Tulane and Coach Sumrall for allowing Coach Sumrall to coach in that game, as well as Florida to allow him to coach in that game. And I think that was such a huge moment to show some solidarity to the kids and the players to say, yep, we're going to at least finish what we started and give them the opportunity to win the game and be as the best that they could potentially be. Now, again, they were outmatched by Ole Miss, and everybody knew what was going to happen. It happened 8 weeks prior to that, right?
But what we didn't know is how Ole Miss would react to every – man, you talk about caught in the vortex of the tornado.
Yeah.
You have your head coach leave. You got assistant coaches leaving.
Yep.
How the young men reacted. And Archie Manning was telling me this, how, you know, Pete Golding's bond with that team really – I think solidified them that, hey, we playing for us. This isn't about Coach Kiffin. It isn't about the guys that won't be here. But we playing for us today.
Well, the other thing, too, other piece to that is, let's remember, the only coach I think that wasn't on the sideline was Lane Kiffin.
Was Lane.
Everybody else was on the sideline, and they were practicing with him and everything else. So they really didn't lose anything, or the change wasn't as impactful as people made it out to be. Now, don't get me wrong, Coach Kiffin is the main guy, but what he's done, though, to lead up to that game was only, what, 5 or 6 years of creating and building that team and that university to what they needed to be in that program. And so all they did was kept doing the same stuff over and over that they would do. Don't get me wrong, there's a little bit of psyche that comes into play, but hey, man, we're in the playoffs. Like, this is the playoffs.
If you lose, stay home.
You stay home, and this could be your only opportunity to get in the playoffs. And you're playing against a team that you've already beaten 49-10, previously. And so, you know, you kind of overmatched them. You know what they have and what you have. And so that's why I think that game was so critical for Ole Miss, that really nothing changed. Now you got to go to Georgia, or you come to New Orleans and play Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. And you know what happened when y'all played Georgia?
We watched that game. We were doing pregame for LSU.
Yep.
And every time we put our head up while we're doing the show, somebody was scoring.
Yep.
So it was no defensive game. If you took the over on that, you did good in that game. But, you know, you got to stop Georgia somewhere. And that day, they could not stop the Bulldogs. Now, I will say this. The Bulldogs' defense didn't do a good job stopping their offense either. But when they had to, Georgia had the critical points in the fourth quarter to win that game.
Yeah, now, and here's the thing. Georgia has everybody intact on their coaching staff. They got every player that started the season off with as well. And so they have some sense of normalcy going into this game. And then they've already beaten Ole Miss. Does that mean anything? Not necessarily, because of how they beat them. But I do think that Georgia's a different team today than they were when they played against Ole Miss. I think they're stronger defense. I think they have a lot more continuity on defense, where they can feel really proud about themselves. And I think that running game is finally starting to hit and be a typical Georgia running game. Because I don't think Gunnar Stockton is the way you win that game. Now, if I'm Ole Miss, I'm going to try to force Gunnar to win the game. But I don't know if they can actually do that, because I think Georgia's offensive run game will be really, really tough for Ole Miss to stop. Now, with that being said, we're going back to
the coaching carousel, stop right? Trinidad Chambliss.
That's right.
And they got the hammer.
They can't.
With Kawan Lacy. They couldn't stop that either.
Let me say this. When I watched that Ole Miss game, it looked like everybody was getting hurt in that game. I'm like, so who's going to be available come, you know, the next round?
Well, I think everybody went to Lord's and got treated.
They went somewhere.
They got the holy water sprinkled on them.
They got them, and they're good to go. So with that being said, they're still and look, I don't know what was going on in that game. That was some craziness. But Georgia's going to be coming after them much harder than what Tulane did. And so I don't know if they're going to be able to withstand or hold up against them. But because if you put them in the right situation, meaning Ole Miss, and you get Georgia on their heels, Ole Miss is probably going to score as many points as they want to score. But you have to stop Chambliss, and I don't think they can actually stop him. I think they can slow him down, but I don't think that Ole Miss can slow down Georgia's offense.
So we had John Forcade on a little over a week ago, and I was telling, man, the guy that reminds me of Chambliss, I said, I do Saturdays with him, Herb Tyler. I said, Herb always told me, if I was running that offense in today's world, I would look just like Trinidad Chambliss. So 4K tells me, Mike, if I was running that offense and could do what they have him doing, I would look like Chambliss.
That's right.
We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. We're here at 3535 Perkins Road, Acme Oyster House. Come on by and visit us, and we have a lot more Tiger Tailgate right after this.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Let's break. We're back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike to tell you along with Herb Tyler. It's our Inside the Tiger Den segment, and it's brought to you by Rouse's Markets. Celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. Have on with us, was going to say talking text line, but he's here. Jeff Palermo from Louisiana Radio Network. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us, and glad to see you here at Acme again. And, man, what a difference just a few weeks makes.
Yeah.
Player-wise, coaching-wise, everything-wise. The one thing I can say about Houston, I told Herb the story that we had on Willie Fritz, and he was like, Mike, everything is normal here. Everything's the norm. And he got a chuckle out of it. I knew what he was going with it in that spot. And so are you like everybody else sort of wondering what LSU team's going to show up here tonight?
I think you're going to see a team that's going to give full effort. Whether there's execution there or not, I don't know. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. You have guys that are certainly trying to put some more good play on tape. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially considering your four offensive linemen that have entered the transfer portal, but all of them are going to play. Ahmad Bro's going to play. He's in the transfer portal.
Yep.
A little bit different than it was in 2021 because when those guys went in the transfer portal, the portal was open in December as opposed to January. So once they went in, they didn't play in the bowl game. So LSU is actually, when I was writing my preview piece for WWL.com, I looked at them like they're actually not in that bad of shape.
Right.
Now, they don't have six starters on defense.
No.
But they will have some guys that I think will have an opportunity to either impress the new coaching staff, or if they decide to go in the transfer portal, a chance to, again, put some more good tape on film, guys like Jarden Gilbert, Devon Keys, Tylan Singleton, guys like that. So it is a big game. LSU's playing football. When it's July 27th, we'll be wishing there's an LSU football game on. So I think we need to watch it.
I agree. Oh, the offensive line, Carius Kern, that'll be interesting to see what happens with him. Because it's been sort of a little bit of a flip-flop with him. I was surprised with Tyree. I thought he was a guy that probably was going to stay. I like the way he could pass protect.
Yeah.
Now, again, as a run blocker, he needed some work there.
Yeah.
But, man, he's a damn good pass protector. But in today's world, man, we shouldn't be surprised with any movement.
No.
Anybody.
He's a Frank guy, too. Like, let's not be.
Yes.
Right,
not,
you're right.
That is
St. August. It's just weird that it comes out the day of the game.
Yes.
Like, why couldn't you wait the next day? Or I don't know how all this is really transpiring. I don't really blame. I mean, if you're not, you know, a big-time star or making a bunch of NIL dollars, I don't know why you want to get into the transfer portal every year.
At least take a look.
Just to see what's going on, especially.
Yeah, just because you're in it doesn't mean you have to move.
Right.
Yes, right?
Especially in a coaching transition where, you know, everybody, you know, I could see, you know, if the coach, like Willie Fritz, it's well-established, or at least 2 years anyways, that's well-established in today's college football. But because there is just so much of flux here, why don't you just go in there and who knows? Maybe Lane watches the tape and says, you know what? We want to keep you at all costs.
Yeah.
And then you just decide, okay, I take your name right back out.
One of the things Coach Fritz brought up was the fact that players will change and they may not have some players, but he said, you know, we're not talking about 2- and 3-star recruits here. We're talking about all these guys that are the backups.
Yeah.
They
4-, 5-star
recruits. And he talked about what jumped out on him, film, size. Because he said, we don't play in the Big 12 guys along the offensive, defensive line with the size that LSU has. But he said, we don't play them weekly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he played them when he played against Texas Tech. That wasn't too good for Willie and the Cougars.
Yeah.
But he said that jumped out at him was the size of LSU.
Well, and we've talked about it, though, I guess, with the focus on the offensive line. You know, we thought, hey, the Western Kentucky game, for instance, this is a game for LSU where they should be able to run the football. They struggled against Tech,
That wasn't too good.
So I don't know if LSU can win. I mean, I think on the defensive side of the football they could, and Houston doesn't have its starting center. But I don't know, you know. If LSU run, I'm not anticipating LSU to go out there and run for 180 yards tonight.
Jeff,
I mean,
come on now, Jeff. This is the game. This game tonight.
Herb, how much money you want to put on this?
If it doesn't happen tonight, it's not going to happen.
That's right.
Ain't going to happen the rest of the games of the season, right? But one of the things here is about some of the freshmen getting an opportunity and I heard Coach Frank talk about Laron, the Francis.
Yeah.
That
Teron Francis.
Yeah, Teron Francis. Getting him an opportunity to get some playing time. Now, he saw a little bit during the season, but I think he's trying to tell you something about Francis.
Yeah.
When he brings his name up, and he's the guy I know, other guys I know, Coach Hankton, he had talked to me during the summer. I think we got something here,
Mike. I would think there's going to be 2 or 3 guys that you're going to that are going to pop tonight that have not played all year or have played sparingly, maybe 2 or 3 games. Of course, the bowl game doesn't count towards whether you're redshirting or not, so it's free game. Everyone can play, and I think that's what I'm hoping that you see, that there are some guys. A Teron Francis is a guy that I think would be really good, great if he could see something out of him, because you're losing a lot of these wide receivers. You know, Marion Brown's moving on. Aaron Anderson's already moving on.
Yep.
Bauer Sharp's going to be moving on, I suppose. I know he's a tight end, but, you know, still, there's a lot of guys here. And I think what LSU has really missed since 2023, and I think Aaron Anderson was great last season, so I don't want to really take anything away from him. But they really have missed that dynamic receiver. I mean, it seemed like they had such a great run there, obviously with Jamar Chase and then Kayshon Booty. And then you move into the Malik Nabers and
Brian Thomas
and
Jr.
And the last couple years, it's just been they've been void of that a little
Chris
bit.
Well, Chris Hilton was supposed to be that guy, right?
Yeah, this was the game last year that he had a really good game. And
everybody
was like, all right, he's ready to have a big 2025. And it just never happened.
He's still in the witness protection agency.
Well, it's kind of like the run game, right? It's going to happen tonight, okay, guys? It's going to happen tonight. So.
Well, I hope so for Chris.
I agree. I don't
Because you got no
that.
More eligibility left.
No,
right?
you don't.
It's gone.
You don't. Now, the other thing, too, the other piece to that is this year's offense just literally was non-existent.
Yeah.
And when I say offense, I mean the creativity, the identity, you know, who are we? What are we going to do? Who are the actual top players? And we showed nothing. And then Nuss apparently was hurt for half the season, if not the whole entire season, and that affected him greatly. So, I mean, what do you do?
What I would hope tonight, this is it, right? We're all, you know, joking about it, but this really is it. They just let it rip. Let's see him throw the ball.
Who cares what happens at 12 midnight tonight, right? Who cares, right?
Just I mean,
play the
you
game.
Go back to the Oklahoma game. It was so much lateral action in the passing
Terrible.
Game. And you know, Lane Kiffin, however that story ever came out, where I don't think he was joking. He was saying, who came up with that game plan against Oklahoma?
I agree. That's the same question.
No.
Who didn't come up with it?
He texted me that during the game. I didn't need Lane to tell me. No. He texted me that during the game.
Right. So let's see them just let's see Michael Van Buren take a 5-step. Well, I guess a lot of things in shotgun, but whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Let's see him launch some passes downfield.
Okay, what happens if Van Buren gets hurt?
Juwan Johnson.
Well, not necessarily.
So we ain't throwing a lot of passes to you.
No, guys. Don't forget, they called me a couple weeks ago.
Man, you ain't got no more eligibility left. You ain't got no more. You're like, hey, man.
That's all right.
You ain't got no more eligibility left. But that would be something that I'm sure they've worked on
in
practice.
I'm sure they have.
With Juwan, who also has a decision to make
on
exactly kind of where he wants to steer his career. I've always felt, now you saw him in high school, so did I. We got Ian Oze in here. He saw him a lot in high school. My thing is, what the hell was the deal of putting him at defensive back?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't get that.
I don't know. And I remember Brian Kelly, I think it was, so that would have been the spring of 2024, saying, we got this ultra-talented kid, but we don't know exactly how to use him.
Well, I didn't like to hear that.
Yeah. I mean, he even said, he threw out a lot of, well, the guy can probably return kicks. He can play slot receiver. He can do this. He can do that. We just don't know where to put him.
So you do nothing, right?
you're just holding on to him playing defensive back.
Yeah.
Right. So that wasted a year.
It sounds eerily similar to what they were trying to figure out with Harold Perkins as well, right?
Right, yeah.
The same thing. And Brian Kelly, I think that was one of his demises, was the fact that he never really truly, in my opinion, trusted his instincts or the people around him to help him make the decisions. Because you got a player in Juwan Johnson that, at the very least, put him at quarterback and let him run some really cool package for you.
Some of the read option stuff. Whatever, anything.
He can throw the football, too. That's crazy.
I mean, the media got to see a lot of preseason camp, and I don't think that'll happen during Lane Kiffin. But
No. I'm fixing to tell you. You thought Coach O was bad about that. Man, Lane is even worse than Coach O'Dron.
He got it from Nick Saban, so let's not forget.
Oh, no, they got that from Pete Carroll.
They all kind of gradually went
that way, like Pete used to do.
But in preseason camp, there was a lot of wildcat with Juwan Johnson,
and we saw
that
none
was supposed
of that.
To be the red zone, and it was just amazing.
Why are you practicing it?
And then they never used it. Absolutely never used it.
No, but I hate to break it to y'all, but you're not going to get a lot of looks.
But you know what? Tonight, okay, guys, tonight that Wildcat is coming out. I promise you.
It might.
I have no idea what's going to happen. What I anticipate is what happened against Oklahoma, right? The same offensive game plan, because I have nothing else to go off of.
Right.
I know Lane was on the sideline during practices and things of that nature, but how much information is Lane going to give to Frank when Frank is going to Ole Miss, right?
Yeah.
And so I don't know, but at the end of the day, I do know LSU has a bunch of plays in their playbook. Use them.
Yeah, I think you empty it all out here tonight.
Yeah.
Harlan Berry, I'll be the last question for you. We got to go to break. But I think he's one of the guys, along with Tre'Davious Green. Pickett certainly is another guy
that you
want to keep here. And there's pretty decent NIL money involved with all of them. But for me, I think if you were looking at making a run toward Kawan Lacy, who's a different style runner completely from Harlan Berry, I think for Harlan, I think he realizes the situation he's in. If I stay here, I want to impress my coach that I can be the number one guy, and they got a lot of peeping eyes watching tonight.
Yeah, I think it's a big game for both Harlan and Caden. And then the other thing with the whole Kawan Lacy, and what we've seen at Ole Miss anyways, at least the last couple of running backs, it's not like how it's been at LSU where four or five guys are going to play running back during the course of the game. They go with one guy, whether it was Kawan Lacy,
Junkins.
I mean, it seems like Lane is certainly somebody that works with this personnel, and he's going to, but the last couple of years he's gone with this is my primary back, and the backup is truly the backup, and he might only get four or five carries, if that.
And I don't have a problem with that. I think one of LSU's problems this past couple years.
They never could figure out
who is the prime guy.
Okay, I'm going to give you an Ed Orgeron comment when I asked that about, you know, kind of if Lane, and this was before he really actually took over, I was like, he's primarily a one-back guy. He's like, yeah, but T-Boy, he wasn't like at USC. We had Lindell White and we had Reggie Bush. He's like, man, both them guys are getting carries. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, right.
And he said, okay, you didn't have that luxury at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
He didn't have that.
Right.
But he does think that if he had those guys, he said, if you think he runs the ball now, wait till he would have two backs like that. Because he said that's what we did at USC.
Yeah.
We hung our hat on Lindell, and we'd give Reggie a break. Then we'd put Reggie in. Then he said sometimes we had dual backs.
Yeah.
And he said, man, you see those defenders, the eyes, said, like big saucers, like, when, what the world's going on with this? And he said, we didn't do a lot out of it. But he said, man, you talk about confusion. We had it there. Jeff, thanks so
much, guys, for joining us.
Thank really you, appreciate
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Our Inside the Tiger Den segment with Jeff Palermo. It's brought to you by Rouse's Market, celebrating 65 years, and we just getting started. We'll be back with more Tiger Tailgate right after this break.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.